standing by on the phone to help bring this week's news on precious metals into focus is our veteran precious metals advisor, Tom Cloud. It's time for this week's Precious Metals Market Update.
Hey, Jerry, it's great to be back. I want to jump right into the gold first. On Wednesday, I got real excited when C-SPAN announced they were going to carry the gold hearing yesterday or on Thursday that was being conducted by Ron Paul. And then on Wednesday night at 4 o'clock, they canceled, said they wouldn't carry it. But what we're hearing now is they were pushed to the wall about the gold being in Fort Knox. Is it really there? Why won't they allow an audit? Where's the gold that's been loaned to the IMF? Is it being counted both as ownership of the IMF and by the United States Treasury? We did have the Federal Reserve testify that they only have certificates and have no gold. They're only holding paper gold, which they say is a receipt of real gold. But it's really interesting that all this is now starting to hit the fan because it is getting very serious in Europe with all the talk about the forfeiture, not only with Greece, but possibly four or five other countries coming as early as next year. So I think we're very fortunate to be sitting at having this price drop at the end of the week that we had. I know it sounds funny that you want to see gold go down, but I think it does give you an opportunity when you look at something that's gone up 2% a month for 63 months, and you're looking at interest rates in the marketplace at below 1%, I think more and more people are moving money they know they won't need for a year to gold. And I'm starting to see that pick up among the common person, middle America, not just the large money managers that are moving into it. So it's very interesting. I think by the middle of July, you're going to see gold turn up, and I still believe you'll see it over 1,700, with it down around 1,500 now by the end of the year. So a nice 10 to 15% profit the rest of the year is nothing, you know, to take lightly in the kind of environment we're in now. Silver is still, in my opinion, as I sent out the email earlier in the week to the distribution list, does have a chance to come down in that 32 to 33 range. You know, it is below 35 again, so I still am not sure that it's bottomed. We could have one more pullback next week before the 4th, but I'm hearing, including the conference call I had on Friday morning in Europe, that on July the 5th, when the markets open back open, there could be some big surprises. And James Turk, while he doesn't say it in that video that I sent out, he alludes to a July surprise. So don't be surprised if you see silver turn around and go up substantially by the end of the year. I think no later than the first quarter of 2012, you'll see silver back over 40. So once again, you're looking at a 20% move in no more than 9 months, which once again is not a return you can take lightly in today's environment. Then a lot of writing right now about rhodium. The ETF has opened in Europe. It's not available here yet in the U.S., and I will keep the listeners posted on that because there will be some grand opportunities in rhodium, and I'll get into more detail on that when it's time. Palladium, we continue to hold and are looking for over 950 palladium. And once again, it'll be, we think, this by the end of the year will be a 15 to 20% higher than it is right now. But I would wait on the palladium to get into late July to be sure it's not going to drop anymore after the surprise jump up to 800 that we had week before last due to the strikes in the Soviet Union. So just sit tight on the palladium, sit tight on the rhodium, and silver, you should be ready to start buying as early as next week or probably as late as the end of July. But at this price, you really can't go wrong. And as James Turk said in that video I sent out, you could get a surprise and miss even this price. I'm not sure. So it is kind of like playing Russian roulette. But all in all, I think the medals are setting up perfectly, and the seasonal lack of interest that we get every year is definitely no different this year. And it'll run on and off for another 2 or 3 weeks. But for the person knowing this is a low price, it's a great time to get in because there are products out there with lower premiums. One last comment on the silver. The U.S. Mint has dropped the silver equals $1. So we watched them increase them 4 times at the first of the year, but demand has slowed down some with the price going down, and they've actually dropped the price $1 per ounce on the Silver Eagles. So they also now are a good buy for those that like Silver Eagles instead of Silver Rams, because the Eagles now are only about $1.55 more than the Rams when they were $2.75 per ounce more than the Rams just last week. So anyway, that's kind of an update on what's going on right now. So this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out till next week.
All right, well, Tom Cloud is a precious metals advisor. He's been in the business for about 34 years, and he is available by phone at 800-247-2812 if you'd like to speak with Tom about buying gold, buying silver, buying platinum, palladium, rhodium, whatever it might be. He is a wonderful resource for asking questions to, finding out what your current holdings are worth, if you want to simply find out that, and also if you would like to purchase. And if you would like to purchase, when you do call, tell him that you heard about him on Follow the Money Weekly Radio, and he'll throw in free shipping and insurance on your entire order. So that's Tom Cloud, 800-247-2812.